But what would this mean for consumers then?
You know, a lot of them probably won't notice a difference. In Medicaid, for instance, beneficiaries already pay very little or nothing for drugs, and it's not yet clear how much money the Medicaid part of the deal would save taxpayers. As for TrumpRx, direct-to-consumer prices mean that consumers are not using their health insurance. So while on average prices may drop 50% through TrumpRx, that's still 50% off a big number, and it still might be unaffordable. Insurance copays could be cheaper. But if someone needs a drug that isn't covered by insurance and it's offered on TrumpRx, it might be an option.
All right. So when is TrumpRx supposed to get going?
Yeah, the TrumpRx.gov website is supposed to launch in early 2026, and the new Medicaid prices are supposed to take effect around the same time. As for the promise of launching new drugs at the same price in the U.S. as abroad, that's an ongoing process. In fact, some other companies have already said they'll do that. Bristol-Myers Squibb, for instance, says its new schizophrenia drug will be sold at the same price in the U.K. as it is here, but that won't save American patients any money.